And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is at Katmai Lodge in Alaska, but Corey Sandin is our co-host today from MC Swim Baits. And we have the man. You're talking long-range fishing with Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun today. There is nothing like going on a long-range boat. And we have the guy to talk about it today. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are members available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray and Corey Sandin here with Captain Frank Lopresti. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning. Good morning, Corey. Yeah. Morning, Pete.
This is fun, huh, Corey? Oh. Having the captain here.
Talk about good times.
Yeah, you know, you were telling me stories about working with he and Bill 15 years ago at C4 Sport Fishing.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So you have quite the history with this guy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that like watching Captain Frank walk into the building there at Seaforth?
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine, right?
Yeah, good stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt. Well, what's been going on the Royal Polaris and Shogun, Frank? I mean, you were already telling Corey and I stories this morning about long-range fishing. And, I mean, does it make your blood
start to boil, Corey.
Oh, it gets me going for sure. Absolutely.
Big tuna and wahoo and yellowtail. I mean,
well, the wahoo fishing has actually started off pretty well. You know, on our June 20th trip, we had we only had three, but that was the sign of them first coming into the rocks. And we had yellowtail up to 51 pounds at the rocks.
51
We had just
pounds.
Gorgeous fishing. And since then, the next boat that went in there, I believe, got 18. And then the boat that went after that got 50-some. And then Roy went in there shortly after, had 38 or 40 there on his last trip. Beautiful, great Oahu, too. Some of them, you know, 50 to 55 pounds. And beautiful grady yellowtail. Smaller tuna. There's some small tuna at the rocks, 10 to 15-pound fish. And now, as you know, they're over at the Big Island, and things are starting off good. You know, I'd call it good scratching right now. 20 to 40 fish a day, up to 130 pounds.
Nice.
So beautiful fishing.
That season is just getting going.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just started.
The big G.
That's right.
Yeah.
Guadalupe is on the schedule.
Yeah.
So
the Royal Players and Shogun are going to be going.
Well,
we have our Let's Talk Hookup trip in October.
That is correct. They're going to be going over there regularly. They're there right now. But Shogun doesn't go until the 26th, I believe, and that's an island tackle charter that still has six openings on a 7-day trip.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
For Guadalupe?
Yes.
Wow.
A lot of people didn't know that we would have our permits.
Yeah, you would have the opportunity.
Right,
to do
right.
It. Yeah.
So that's why, you know, you never know when they're going to come. Some years they've come early in July, and some years not until almost the 1st of August.
I'll tell you, I had some of the yellowtail from Guadalupe last year, and you honestly cannot tell that it's not grouper or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's not yellowtail.
No.
Well, the amazing thing, and I don't know what really makes the difference. I think it's the bait. Well, obviously, it's the bait they're eating. But the yellowtail that we've been catching this year, I know my son has remarked about it. I know other passengers have remarked about it and called me. The yellowtail we got on the ridge this year and the yellowtail from Alejos, unbelievably delicious. Just melts in your mouth.
It's just fatty. I mean, it's
gorgeous. Gorgeous fish.
And the way they take care of the yellowtail on the Royal Polaris and the Shogun, bleed it out, then put it in that RSW.
All of that makes a difference.
You know, I love all fish, but I'm going to tell you, when yellowtail is taken care of and it comes from, like, Guadalupe or even this year, our local water yellowtail, I don't know that there's a better fish in the ocean.
Well, I agree with you, Pete. I agree. I mean, you know, for some reason, yellowtail is somewhat downgraded.
Yeah.
Just simply because they're a little easier to catch.
Yeah.
Because there's been, thank God, there's great numbers of them. But what a fun fish. Like on that trip I ran, you could catch them on the surface iron. There'd be 5 or 10 of them chasing your iron.
Yeah.
Or fly line bait. Or you could go to the bottom, dropper loop them. Or you could yo-yo them. They are a fighting fish. You know, pound for pound, they're one of the most fighting fish in the ocean. So,
a lot of fun.
You know, and talk about delicious. I mean, they're just absolutely fabulous. And then the other thing that's nice about them, you know, if you slightly overcook wahoo, it's done. It's like sawdust.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas if you slightly overcook yellowtail, it's still delicious.
It's got enough.
So, yeah, you're right.
Got enough fat in it.
Yes.
Especially that Guadalupe stuff.
It's fabulous.
Fat, it can retain it. So, good fishing on the Royal Players. So what's up on what are the boats doing right now? What are they on their summer
schedule? The
Shogun
Shogun's on a 4-day trip. Not sure where he's at. He had a tough day yesterday. A handful of yellowtail and one dorado. As you probably know, Pete, local fishing right now is down. Just the last couple of days, it's really tapered off. I expect it by Tuesday or Wednesday to pick back up again. It's just that typical bluefin thing that usually happens. They bite, and then they shut off, and then they bite again. So,
okay. Yeah. I'm going fishing tomorrow. Will you have them bite tomorrow?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, left for Florida, and things kind of happen.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it. Yeah,
maybe we need to get rid of you again, Pete.
Yeah, well, see what happens. We knew that was going to happen. The entire industry was at the ICAST convention.
And then you come back.
And they started biting right at the beginning of the week. Right?
And you come back, and Frank just lets you know what happened.
Yeah, exactly. So what you're saying is maybe don't go fishing tomorrow. Wait till Tuesday, right? No, actually, there's such an abundance of tuna around now. Now a mix. Yellowfin and bluefin, right?
That's right. And, Pete, I really think sometime in the next 10 days, 12 days, that big bluefin is going to start biting. Ooh. On the 43 on the anchor like it did last year.
Interesting.
Wow.
And I think that there's going to be some real, real good fishing going on. That's just, that's my guess.
There's
enough of that big fish around, and it's around the 43.
Yep.
It's been on the 43. It's just going to settle in here, I think, like it did last year. And there's guys are going to be anchoring up, and it's going to be Katie bar the door.
I like the prediction.
Yeah, that's a good one, right?
Well, my albacore predictions, we know, suck. So,
so did mine, Frank.
And so did Mark. By the way, so did Mark Paisano's.
Yeah, we all.
He said,
that.
What was it, June 19th, right?
Yeah,
well.
That didn't work out.
So much for Mark.
Yeah.
I like Pete's way of predicting it, though.
Yeah, just keep predicting it until it happens. Right? So, Frank, let's just predict it for next year.
No, you're
off that
I'm
program.
Done.
Yeah, okay, all right.
When they show up, I'll be happy.
But, as a consolation prize, what's wrong with yellowfin, bluefin, maybe wahoo? And how about the yellowtail fishing on the Liberty?
First of all, we're going to have wahoo here in the next 2 weeks. I really believe that. And I also believe, Dorado are here. I mean, the Shogun just got back from an eight-day collection trip for Monterey Bay Aquarium. And they had 10 Dorado in the well.
Wow.
And most of them were caught within 100 miles of San Diego.
Wow.
Interesting.
And then they had, and they also had a lot of small yellowfin that they tagged. So, not tagged, but that they also tagged fish, too. But they also brought back some for the aquarium.
They're collecting for Monterey Bay.
Correct.
Wow. How do they do that? They do it in the wells?
All the fish go in the wells, and then they are... There's this beautiful tank that Ted Dunn helped build and designed that sits on the back of a semi-truck that's got aeration and everything, and they just haul them right up the five.
They transfer them? They transfer them right at the dock?
Oh, yeah. Not at our dock, no.
Okay.
At a different dock, the Scripps dock.
Oh, okay.
And from there they go right into the truck, and they're carried in a kind of like a stretcher.
Wow.
It's got water in it.
Okay.
And they're carried and put in there, and they swim around until they get to Monterey, and then they get into bigger tank.
That's
got to
be quite a sight.
Wow.
You imagine
crazy.
Seeing that going up the five, right?
Right.
Yeah. Hey, there's a whole bunch of yellowfin tuna and bluefin in there.
And what a beautiful aquarium. I mean, if you've ever been there, I mean, that place is beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's beyond. So what you're saying is that seven-day trip on the 27th of July through the August the 3rd. So that's, that's a Friday to Friday.
That's right.
So it goes
7 day trip.
Wow. Seven
that way you
trip.
Got time to relax when you get back and get your stuff put away. Anyhow. And Pete, just before that, we had a 6 day charter that canceled. And we broke it into two 3 dayers.
3 dayers.
One of them, I believe, is Fuller, has one opening. And the other one, the 24th to the 27th, I believe it is.
Yep.
A 3 day has 9 people on it. I've made it a definite go.
Definite go.
If somebody wants to jump on there's going to be a lot of room.
Holy mackerel. That's, let's see, that's the week after next.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Tuesday through Friday.
24th.
And the Shogun, I got to tell you, Frank, I love fishing on the Shogun. Super wide, super solid, steel hull thing is a tank.
It's a very, very seaworthy boat.
Yeah.
It's a very good riding boat. It's a great boat.
And the crew and captain, my goodness.
Well, we've had some problems in the past, but we've got it squared away beautifully.
Oh, big time.
So, and by the way, Russ Braswell is going to be running that trip.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
Russ is coming back.
Well, he's going to do the relief on the boat.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
So,
yeah.
He'll be on that trip on the... 27th on the Island Tackle
trip. On the Island Tackle trip.
Correct.
Wow, fantastic. No, but that boat's so comfortable. Staterooms are comfortable. The food is fantastic. The chef is great. And and you price it for the quality of the operation. It's a deal in long-range fishing. I'm going to just tell you that.
I have to agree.
Yeah, for sure. So what do you see for the summer? I mean, here we are. Frank, it's only mid-July. Come on.
I realize that, Pete.
We've got an entire, 5-6 months of phenomenal fishing coming up here.
I think our season's going to go to the end of November into early December.
The local season.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's just so hard to predict what this bluefin's going to do. I really believe it's going to be biting, and it's going to have those stretches where there's going to be a few days here and there where it won't. But it's going to be a good year with the bluefin, the yellowfin, the Dorado. I think there's going to be plenty of fish around.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting. Some of the yellowfin that's around locally is actually pretty darn good size. I mean, like porpoise size.
There's
you know?
Fish up to 35, 40 pounds on the yellowfin.
Nice. Yeah.
Most of it's at 15 to 25-pound fish.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And then I think there's going to be some coming up that's going to be 5 to 10 pounds.
Uh-huh. So which is good. Lead schools, right?
We take whatever we can get.
Dude. Yeah, no doubt. So let's talk for a minute about C4 Sport. Oh, wait a minute. Before we do that, look who's calling all the way from Alaska, Katmai Lodge in Alaska. He's calling on a satellite phone because you got to understand, Katmai Lodge is in the middle of nowhere, up in Alaska, outside of King Salmon, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick's on the line. What's up, Ricky?
Hey, good morning, Pete. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. We have Corey Sannon, of course, Captain Frank Lopresti in the studio. And what's going on at Katmai?
Oh, my God. Well, you were right. You were definitely right. It is an unbelievable place. We're having a great time. And yesterday was our first day of fishing. And, you know, I mean, I've been hearing stories of you coming up here for a lot of years. And we've talked with Bob and all the head guides over the years and all the crazy stories and the crazy fishing. And none of them even did it justice. This place is unbelievable. You are dead right. It is in the middle of absolutely nowhere. You don't see other people. You don't see other things. And the fishing shows that there is a tremendous amount of fish that come through this river. We're having a great time.
So what'd you catch yesterday, Rick?
So we started yesterday. Obviously, Dallas, my girlfriend, and I are up here, neither of us being super experienced fly fishermen, but both really wanting to partake in that. And, you know, we weren't sure how we would start, and the guy just said, oh, you got nothing to worry about. And so we did sockeye salmon yesterday. And I mean, we caught our limits quickly and very easily could have gone off to do other things, but chose more so to continue to fish sockeyes, more so for like a kind of a skill level, you know, entry, and, you know, got our skill level way back up for, you know, casting and that kind of stuff. And I mean, we caught fish all day long. I don't know that there was a stretch where we ever made more than four or five casts without hooking a fish and just seeing hundreds of fish pass by you. It is an unbelievable spot up here. I'm sitting next to Bob and Trapper, the head guide up here, and they're both shaking their heads. I mean, the fishing is it is incredible right now.
All right. Now, have you had a chance to do that spin fishing for the giant king salmon that are in the river right now?
You know, when you get up here, the guides are amazingly accommodating, and basically just look at you and say, well, what do you want to do? And you're kind of in awe because there's I didn't realize the amount of different fishing opportunities that were up here. You know, I just kind of assumed that, okay, the sockeye are running, so that's what you go do. It's not the case at all. I mean, virtually every salmon is available, and virtually every way you want to catch them is a thing, and trout and grayling and char and all those things. And the only thing that I knew is I've heard the stories that you talked about fishing kings on small spinning reels with those little plugs, and that's been in my mind for years ever since then. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do that either today or tomorrow, kind of depending on the weather. Marcus, who's our guide currently, is you know, just going to kind of go over weather and see what he thinks is the best.
All right. How is your weather up there? Because as we know, in Alaska, you just wait a minute and the weather changes, right?
Yeah, and that is exactly how it is. It's gray sunshine as normal, and it's cool but not cold, and it's, you know, it's got a slight breeze but not windy. I mean, again, if you want to say it, it's perfect. It's perfect Alaska weather. It's a little misty here or there. There's no heavy weather forecasted the whole time. Bob's sitting right next to me. I'd say we'd probably say the same thing. I mean, this is pretty standard.
Good morning, Pete. How you doing today?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Are we flying today? Is it flying weather?
No, I let Rick fly yesterday. We actually had to come into the King Salmon because last week's weather was terrible. We had some long rainy days, and Rick came up on a good week. So basically we had to go get him at the main airport at King Salmon, the town that's about 30 miles south of us. You've been there probably, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
And then have to up and shuttle them in because the big planes couldn't land because the runway was too muddy.
And when most people think of shuttle in, I mean, the shuttle is yet another airplane, and there's definitely no drive in the Katmai.
No, they have this beautiful otter on floats that is just a fantastic thrill ride in itself. Well, I know you have a lot to look forward to, Ricky. Any wildlife sightings? Have you seen your first bear or moose yet?
That's on the docket for today. No, we stayed closer to the lodge. I know that there's been sightings every day, and there's a resident fox that's snooping around, and but we got our eyes on, and we'll report back next week. We'll give you the full lowdown of everything that we saw and did. Got a ton of pictures, taking a ton of video. We're going to put a video together, and we'll get it up on the website. And as soon as we get back into town, I'll upload all the photos to share with everybody. And you're right, all the guides are tapping their toes. Trapper's sitting right next to me. I know he's got his guides ready to go. So we're pumped up, buddy. It's going to be a great day, and I can't wait to report back to you.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to hearing the reports. I love that place, Katmai Lodge. Bob, you're running such a great operation. I can't wait to come up with our second group here at the end of August. That's going to be a real thrill up there for those giant trout and more at the end of August. And, of course, Ricky, you're there prime time right now with everything in the river. I can't wait for you to hook one of those big kings, hook one of those giant trout in the river, and see be standing right next to a bear and a moose right in the river there with you. So have a great time.
Yeah, we'd like to.
Matt
Trapper, have you as our new head guide here? And he's got some fishing numbers for you to talk to about.
Trapper told me this real quick. I had to have you hear it. Just the volume of fish that's coming to the river. And Trevor's going to be doing our reports for us coming up here, and so I banded here real fast, and the last thing I just wanted you to get to hear the numbers of fish that are coming into the river right now.
All right. This is, of course, the Alagnak River, which is one of the drainages into King Sam in Alaska, if you're familiar with Alaska. Go ahead, Trapper.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
This is my 25th year on this river. I do live in King Salmon, so I've been here a long time.
You have, and I know you well. I've been there
with
you.
Many fish was the day before yesterday, 184,000 past the counter, and that's up 8 miles upriver from us. We've had 658,000 pass us already. So we're over our quota.
This is sockeye salmon, right?
Right in Sweetjack. They had yesterday 462,000 fish past their counter, and that's all the way in Iliama, which is way up. And they've got a total of 1.56 million. Their quota is 2 million, and there's another 500,000 that haven't been counted, so they're going to make their quota too. So we've got a lot of fish, and yesterday we've got three kinds of salmon in the river right now, plus all the trout and the grayling. And we did 15 chums. Up to 25 pounds. We did 9 kinks, and we got our limits of sockeye. So there's a lot of fish to be caught, and there's a lot of rods bent.
Oh, man, it sounds
your boys
so good.
You're at the right time.
No kidding. Well, it's a magical place, Katmai Lodge in on the Alagnak River in Alaska. Hey, have a great time, Rick and Trapper and Bob, and I wish I was there with you, but I know, Ricky, I'm thrilled for you, the opportunity to go to Katmai, and we're very grateful that you got a chance to go up there with Dallas. And have a great time. Thanks a lot for the call, and sounds like there's a couple of fish you can go catch.
We're out of here, buddy. We're going to go load up and do it. Thanks, buddy. We'll report back next week.
All right, sounds good. Trapper, we'll look forward to reports here on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That's
very good. So I saw a bear on the way down yesterday, caught him in the river, got right up on him, got some really good pictures.
Oh, fantastic. All right. There's more coming. They're out there. All right. Thanks, guys. See you later. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. There it is, all the way from just outside of King Salmon, Alaska, Katmai Lodge in Alaska, as well as Captain Frank Lopresti here in the local waters, long-range waters. Corey, it's going to be a great show.
It is, Pete. And if you want to call in, we have two ways to do so. We have an awesome prize this morning for those that call in. Full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Thank you, Frank.
Yeah.
And you want to do it? We have two ways, 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. We got a line open on each end, and
but it's going to be a good time. So if you want to join us, again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
And when we come back, more Frank Lopresti, more fish reports on the Mighty 1090 with Let's Talk Hookup.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olokai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olokai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they're based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olokai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olokai sandals are the Ohana, water resistant and great for the beach or the boat. Olokai is always coming out with great new styles too, like the Noheo Moku that features a no-tie bungee lace with patented drop-in heel that lets you slide right in. And the Razor Sip bottom delivers plenty of traction on the boat deck. Share your aloha with the Olokai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olokai and tagging your photos with hashtag anywhere aloha. Olokai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or olokai.com.
I got to tell you, a place you need to go to get your fishing fix, Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Talk about fresh king salmon from Alaska or the north, they've got it at Point Loma Seafood.
My favorite's a squid sandwich, something I've been eating for over 30 years from there. And
yeah.
I used to take the barge skiff in there and load up on fish sandwiches and ceviche.
I think the shrimp sandwich on sourdough is pretty darn good.
Oh. Everybody has a favorite. I'm with you on the shrimp sandwich, but what about the crab sandwich, too? Yeah.
That's good, too.
I don't know that there is anything that you can't find if you are a seafood lover that you will just die for.
They're smoked fish selection.
Smoked fish, unbelievable. And if you want to take fish home for dinner, they've got it all. Everything that is fresh, it is the freshest thing in town. It's right there in your backyard. The ultimate seafood restaurant and fish market is right there. Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a fun show we have this morning.
Oh, Pete. Man. Captain Frank Lopresti, Roy Polaris. You want to get talk about long-range fishing? Now, let's talk for a minute
Wait a minute, Pete. I just want to express my gratitude to you and Rick. It's got to be tough to have to go to all these places, going long-range fishing, going to Katmai Lodge, going to, Cabo, going to Puerto Vallarta, going to El Salto.
I think he's kicking a little sand.
You're away from home. Yeah. I mean, you're poor
sacrifice.
Your poor kids suffering at home without their dad. And Rick is just, it's got to be tough. So I really thank you for doing that.
Yeah. You forgot about field research.
Yeah. That's part of the deal, Frank. It's why we sacrifice to do all these things for you as well as our listeners.
I'm deeply grateful. Yeah. It's really.
Well, we're fortunate enough to do what we love for a job, right? All of us here in the studio. And that, so we're very, very fortunate to be able to do that for sure. And it is a passion. I mean, you've got to have a passion to do this, right?
Yeah.
You've been doing it for how long, Frank?
I had my first job on a boat when I was 10. Actually 8, but 10.
Was that working for...
I was out of San Clemente Pier Sport Fishing.
Working for Don, right?
Don was there. Don was one of the first guys that put me on the wheel and went to sleep when I was 10.
Yeah.
But you've heard that story before.
10 years old, for sure. So and, when did you first own your first long-range boat?
My first long-range boat?
Yeah.
And let me think. I don't know. I was about 25.
25 years old. Yep. Wow. Yep. Wow. Was that the searcher?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was scared to death.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was really scared. I think in the month of May, I averaged, I didn't have long range trips to start with. I was running trips to the Coronado Islands. The first half of May, I averaged 11 and a half passengers. And the second half of May, I averaged 13 passengers. I was sure I was going to go broke.
Yeah.
And, but we survived.
And then something happened.
The albacore showed up.
Yeah. That was the magic that put Diego on the map,
I
right?
I think I ran 14 out of 15 days with 81 passengers.
Oh,
that's incredible.
Wow.
I mean, that was
a full load then, 81 passengers.
Albacore just adds something to the industry. I mean, it hands down. I mean, it is one of the most attractive tuna that we catch. When that cycle comes around.
You know, the albacore are fabulous, and everybody loves to catch them. And you're right, it does drive people crazy. But, my God, have you seen these bluefin?
I know.
They weigh 120 pounds.
I was
going to
say, why?
You ever seen a more gorgeous fish? And
no.
The yellowfin and the Dorado, and then you're catching wahoo the last few years? Come on.
Exactly.
Give me a break.
Exactly.
Oh,
And that's what I talk about is not taking advantage, but embracing.
If we have a couple of albacore years, great. I'm going to enjoy it very much. But if we don't and we have what we have, I'm going to be tickled to death also.
Love this cycle that we're in right now. We'll take it.
How do you not embrace it?
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Let's go ahead and jump to the phones. 858-457-1090. Open right now.
All right, and as we do, let's talk to John. John's calling from Los Alamitos. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, John.
My question is to Frank. I hope those Wahoo make it up to Long Beach. What do you think?
Well, they did a few years ago. I don't know that they'll make it to Long Beach. Are you talking right there in the harbor? I don't think they'll get there. Will there
between
be some
Catalina and Long Beach?
I think there's a possibility, but you know that's just a guess. I do feel that we're going to have wahoo within 100 miles of San Diego for sure.
Water's in it's good conditions, right?
Yeah, it's warm. There's some off-colored water though. There's some green water. But it's sure we got plenty of warm water that I think we're going to have great Dorado fishing, yellowfin fishing, and some wahoo.
Yeah. So,
but, you know, it's your guess as well as mine as to whether they're going to make it up to the 14-mile bank or anything like that.
Yeah. If they do, bonus fish, right? We'll take it along with bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail, Dorado, whole smorgasbord of summer fishing here
That's right.
Southern California. We'll take them all. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, John. Appreciate that. That does free up 877-792-1090. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete, Corey. Hello, Frank.
Hello, John. How are you, my friend?
Good, good, good. Another decent week of fishing down here.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, we've had a good year. We've really had a
What are you catching, John?
Year. Dorado has really been the story this week. The tuna fishing has been very consistent since March. But the Dorado were kind of slow, and that the Dorado bite this week has really, really picked up. Water temps are very, very warm. It's 83 to 85 right off the front already for July, and 92, 93 outside, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
92?
92, 93.
It's hot.
God, the only time I've ever seen 92 water is at Clipperton.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, that's a mixed bag, as you know. It can hurt us. As long as it stays cool inside, we're good. And it certainly hasn't hurt the fishing so far. Like I say, water temp inside is about 83 to 85 degrees. And what we're seeing is the yellowfin, the same bite. Yellowfin, a lot of them around, same deal, but much, much pickier biters this week. Inside, it's interesting. Inside, right off the lighthouse and off of Rincon there, just south, picking up one or two tuna per boat, and they're in the 20 to 50-pound range, bigger fish. Outside, 30 to 40 miles off, quite a ways off, the porpoise, there's a lot of football-sized yellowfin as well. They're picking them up on hoochies and cedar plugs. Inside, mostly live bait. A lot of striped marlin around, a lot of sails. Blues are north. They've been picking up quite a few blues this week. That warmer water's really brought them up. And you know what's really interesting, Frank, this year is the pargo fishing. Every week we've had at least five over 30 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
pictures on your website tell the story. Unbelievable size of those big pargo.
Yeah, it blows me away.
They're so good eating.
Oh, yeah. And well, fight hard, too.
Yeah, they do. Actually, Nick Price is down there, the golfer, and he released one that was, they didn't get a weight on it, but it was way over 40 pounds. And, he fishes over in the Caribbean, you know, and he says when they get that big, they're not good to eat, and they're breeders. So he actually released one, which is a good thing. But big rooster fish, again, 55-pounders are pretty common. It's just good fishing overall, you guys, pretty consistent.
Sounds so wonderful. It's prime time. Now, Dorado Shootout at the Van Wormer Resort's coming up next week, right?
Right, and they had one. We've caught a lot in the this week we've got bulls in the 50, I'd say, maybe 20 in the 50-pound range. I guess they got one up there, Palmistead North, that was 63 pounds.
Ooh, that could be a tournament winner, but you never know. And then the week after that is the East Cape Bisbee, right?
Right, exactly.
Are you fishing in it?
And that looks good. Yeah, I'm fishing in both.
Both of them,
both turns, sure. Sure. I never do very well, but I keep trying.
Well, you never know.
So, John, how hard is it to get a room there at Rancho Leonero right now?
It's not hard. We have the hotel's about three-quarters full right through July, August, and September. So we do have rooms, and people want to take advantage of this good fishing. Come on down.
And the airfare's unbelievable. Alaska Airlines, two flights a day. There's several flights, Orange County, Los Angeles. You can go out of the CBX and down out of Mexico. So easy to get to, and it's right around the corner. You could be on a flight at 11 o'clock today and be sipping a margarita this afternoon.
Actually, you can do better than that. You can get on one at 7:20 in Alaska when going out, and you can be at the ranch by 10:30,
11. Wow. And that's with an hour time difference.
That's losing an hour.
And those are some of the best margaritas you'll ever drink.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, if somebody wants to come fishing at Rancho Leonero, you better get on it. How do we get a hold of you, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. We've been uploading the pictures here. Check out the pargo. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. Yeah, great pictures at rancholeonero.com. Thanks, John, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Nice talking to you, gentlemen.
All right, thanks. Appreciate that. All right, phones are packed. The only line available, 877-792-1090. Corey, let's jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's take that line, and we're going to talk to Doug. Doug's calling from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Here's a question for Frank. You refurbished many a boat in your time. I know that. What do you do with all the old parts, from the shower heads to the toilets to the bunk pads to the doors? What do you do with all of it?
What do we do with all of it? It all goes away. All the first of all, a lot of the wood went away. Those rooms were completely gutted. I mean, the ceilings are new. The bunk pads are new. The bunks themselves are new. The bunk sides, they're all teak now. Before they were mahogany, they're all teak, just gorgeous teak. All new wallpaper, new carpeting, new vanities, everything. There isn't
That's
anything
on the Royal Polaris?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
everything else just got, I believe one of the boats picked up some of the pads and
recycled the other materials. Yeah.
Yep.
So, Frank, how often do you have to do a major refit on your long range boats?
Well, if you're talking engine room wise, that happens quite, a fair amount of times. But as far as remodeling the galley, I've done that probably four times.
Yeah.
But the staterooms, this is the first time I've ever, you know, I've put in new wallpaper before, but never have I completely gutted them. I mean, they were gutted.
Wow.
I mean, it gave us an opportunity to get in there. You know, if you built a long-range boat today out of aluminum, if you could afford to, you would treat the inside of the boat, paint-wise, more seriously than you do the outside, because that's how you save your corrosion.
Mm-hmm.
So because we ripped out everything, we were able to get to the hull in a lot of places,
really?
And where it was bare aluminum, and put primer on them and two coats of epoxy.
Epoxy. Wow. Interesting. So that'll make it last that much longer.
Yeah. You know, so much of the work we do every year is work that people don't realize. It's hard to see.
Stuff you never see.
This year, you know, we completely remodeled the galley, too, again this year. When I say completely remodeled, new floors and all new wallpaper. The tables are still the same, but it really has a beautiful look to it.
Yeah.
And so we redid the galley and all the forward staterooms, and next year we'll do the aft staterooms.
So the Shogun steel hull, Royal Polaris' aluminum hull, how do those two hulls differ in maintenance?
Well, in maintenance, the aluminum hull is a little bit easier because you don't have the rust factor.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, with an aluminum hull, you got to be careful about standing water,
mm-hmm.
especially gray water. It can cause serious corrosion.
Sure.
And that's why sometimes there's spots that have to be welded. We had to replace a little bit of hull plate up in the bow on the Royal Polaris this year. But that's, you know, that's the nice thing about a steel boat. You know, you can always cut a piece out and put a new piece in.
Weld
a piece with a steel boat, you have to pay even closer attention because the rust can get to you. And a lot of times you don't see the rust. All you see is a bubble, you know, and you figure, well, I better treat that. But underneath it, you can poke a screwdriver through it sometime.
Yeah.
So you got to really watch a steel hull.
Stay on it. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. And this morning we're going to talk to Tom. Tom's calling Let's Talk Hookup. Welcome.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I just want to put the word out, a shout out for CCA. We're having our annual banquet again on Sunday, August 12th. And everybody on the waterfront helps out. From everybody from Frank on down to the people that run businesses around Point Loma. So I just wanted to call in and give a shout out, a heads up. And anything any of you, your groups can donate for our auction or live auction or raffle is always greatly appreciated.
Indeed. It's going to be at the Portuguese Hall right there in Shelter Island, a great venue. And it's also in association with the BD Outdoors Offshore Shootout, which is really a great tournament. It's going to be combination CCA fundraising banquet as well as the BD Outdoors Offshore Shootout. It's going to be August 12th, right, Tom?
Yeah, Sunday, August 12th.
Yep.
Yes, it is in conjunction with the BD group. Boy, those guys, I helped out. Friends of Rollo, we helped out about a month ago. They had a tournament, and they're a lively group.
Yes, they are. And I got to tell you, I was in Florida at the ICAST convention last week, and CCA Florida had a giant booth there. And boy, oh boy, do those guys know how to do right. They were like a focal point of attention at this giant convention with thousands and thousands of attendees. They were giving away all kinds of stuff. They had, like, parties and events. They were promoting their star tournament. I mean, if we can be half of what CCA Florida is in the next 10 years, we're going to be doing really, really well. Because CCA Florida is a huge, huge deal. So
that's cool.
We can certainly model ourselves after that. So thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate the call this morning very much, indeed.
And when we come back, more from Frank Lopresti, more fish reports. You want to join the show? 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. We'd like to have you win a trip on the Liberty. Thanks to Frank from Fisherman's Landing. And we'll be right back and Let's Talk Hookup. Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community. But to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Hey, this is Jeff from Sagos Kayak Fishing. Year one was a huge success for us down at the island, and we are already having very good fishing for our trips in 2018. Our fleet of Hobie kayaks are fully dialed in. Our beautiful secluded compound has all the creature comforts that will make you feel right at home. My warm, friendly staff will take care of all your needs while you are with us, and I will personally guide you at all my favorite spots around this majestic island. Pack light as we are washing clothes every day, and our fully stocked tackle shop has everything you need to ensure a great time at the island. Our biggest upgrade this year was to our menu. With the addition of our beautiful Traeger grill, we are enjoying some fabulous lunch and dinner meals, as well as smoking lots of fish for you to bring home and enjoy weeks after your trip returns. Come join me for your next trip to Sagos Island for fishing or just exploring. Visit our website at www.sagoskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507. I'll make sure you have all the info you need for a successful trip to Sagos Island.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Franklin Presti in the house. Always a fun show.
Oh, are you kidding me? You want to get through? The only line open available right now, 877-792-1090. You want to have a chance to go full day fishing on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing? Boy, oh boy, they've been getting on them, huh, Taro and the crew?
Taro's had a phenomenal year. And, you know, I was told by the office personnel that we get more compliments about that boat and that crew than any boat that we have.
Yeah.
Taro is amazingly strict about what he wants in a crew member.
Yep.
And he's very picky. You know, I've suggested a couple guys to him, and he says, you know, I think I got it covered. And he always does. He always does.
Yeah.
And Sarah and the galley is phenomenal. Yeah, they've had a great year. They've caught a lot of fish. Yesterday was a very tough day. I think they had one bluefin, a few bonita.
But it was a down day in the fleet.
Oh, it was a down day in the fleet. Yes. But no, Taro's had more than his share of fish all year this year.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, it's time for the catch report. Let's find out what's biting out there, Corey.
All right, and as we do so, Pete, the catch report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you. Or the fuel detector could save you from thousands of fines by just one several switch and sensors made by the Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com for more information.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Frank, have you put this, I know Ken Frankie is probably, have you put this Blue Guard Innovations pump?
We have not yet, but I'm sure thinking about it.
You have to do it.
Okay.
I put it on my boat because I had a spill, and if you get caught spilling oil or fuel in the water here, thousands of dollars in fines.
Yes. Which it should be, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah, for sure. And this avoids it all. Not only that, it tells you when your bilge pump goes off, so you know if you have an issue leaking. So
remotely.
Well, we don't even have an automatic bilge pump.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, but this
you got to remember, Pete, we run 325 days
all
a year.
The time. So. But you'd like to know if you have
and
oil
we have
in the
somebody
bilge,
going
right?
in the engine room every hour.
All the time, yeah. But it's something that you need to do for sure, especially if you're running, if you're sitting at the dock,
if
right?
your boat's sitting at the dock, you got to have one.
Yeah, for sure. So check that out, bluebgi.com. It's very, very affordable and very easy to install, too. Brian Willey, Dana Ore Sport Fishing. Good morning, Captain Willey.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there this morning, man.
Yeah, huh? Fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, we got a super week up here, man. This local fishing's been phenomenal. For starters, man, our water temp's right where we want it. It's been in that, like, 73 to just a hair under 76 degrees here along our little stretch of coast. And with that, you can imagine, you know, that calico bass fishing, you really can't ask for a better temperature, for sure. And I can tell you, honestly, legitimately, that every single kelp line, both above and below our harbor, is biting. You know, there's fish that's just chewing on every kelp line. So this calico bass fishing has been really, really good. These bass have been all over the live bait. You know, we fish with beautiful anchovies and sardines as our live bait this week. And, you know, it's not just been about the live bait. Guys fishing the surface iron, the wax wing jigs, the hard jerk baits, I mean, you name it, it was catching fish this week for us, for sure. And along these same kelp lines, too, you know, we're starting to see some more of this yellowtail. You know, some of it's that smaller stuff, that 5-pound and under stuff, but down below there, a couple of the kelp zones down there off Pendleton, we're starting to see some of that bigger 25 to 30-pound stuff show up in the chum. And, you know, hooking a couple on the bass gear, you can imagine what happens there into the kelp and see you later kind of stuff. So come prepared, you know, we see that stuff up splashing around. You know, it's time to get out of that 15, 20-pound bass gear and fire up that 30 and 40-pound stuff. But, you know, it's not just been a surface bite. And we've had guys fishing the sinker setups. They've had some real nice sand bass and sheephead, and a couple real nice halibut ended up in the counts this week, too. So that's it along the coast. Off the beach here a little bit, you know, we did see some sign this week, too. Some kelps with yellowtail and dorado out there. And that stuff's not too far, 8 to 10 miles off the beach here from us. So with that and some mixed tuna out there as well that was seen Wednesday by one of our boats coming back from Kalmani. So, you know, we're looking at that stuff. That's easy three-quarter day range stuff for us, for sure. So we're going to keep track of that stuff this next week. You know, we may venture out there in the mornings, take a look at it. If it looks like something we can make a day out of, we'll stay out there. If not, we'll slide back into the beach and, you know, get some of that really good calico bass fishing going current for our guys. So that's kind of what we have hitting here. Fury over at Kalmani a day or two. I think he's over there today. He left last night fishing there, and then he's been over at Catalina as well, taking advantage of some of that bass fishing along the back there and some bonita and yellowtail along the front. So that's it for us. You guys want to hop on a trip, man, we're hopping. We're busy. Definitely recommend making a reservation. The number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, as always, at danawharf.com. And we urge you guys, use this discount code HU25. That'll save you 25% on one of these local half or three-quarter day trips if you want to save a few bucks.
Oh, that's awesome, Brian. It sounds like a lot of fun, a calico fishing out of there, man. I'm into it.
And then it's Corey's game,
right?
You kidding?
It's been fun, man. Swim basic, everything. You throw it in the water and take two turns, and you're getting bit. So
well,
it's been fun.
That's definitely good times, and look forward to you being in the studio next Sunday. It'll be good times.
Yeah, we'll be down there. Looking forward to it, guys.
Brian, see you next Sunday. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
All right.
And this report, Pete, definitely grabs me, talking about calico bass and Cedros Island and beautiful times. Good morning, Jeff. Cedros Sport Fishing.
Good morning, Pete, Corey, and Frank. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, Jeff. No complaints.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you, sorry, Pete, I missed last Sunday. I was on a plane flying up to Bozeman to do some drift fishing up on the Yellowstone.
Nice.
And but I'll tell you, after listening to Tommy P's report yesterday about his trip down to Cedar Sport Fishing, I'll tell you, I can't top that. We got to just replay that whole scene again.
Yeah, that was a good report, wasn't it? They had such a great trip. That Let's Talk Hookup trip was so awesome.
Yeah, it was. So the report down there right now is there's some brown stuff starting to grow around the island again. That's some great news. And the calicos are definitely warming up. They they're chewing hard. There's as even Tommy said, there's some hunter fish days with some boats that are going up there and fishing that north end.
The brown stuff being the kelp. I mean, you got me. And locally,
there was nothing last year.
Nothing.
Yeah, and it's come back big time.
There was a little bit down there on that south end, outer west end ridge, but I'm going to be down there in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to get a bird's eye view of what's going on down there myself. But yellowtail are still biting. Guys are making bait, trolling the mackerel. Bigger yellowtail have come in. They're not as plentiful, but they are there. And you work at it a little bit, and you can score some nice fish. We had some fish in the 40-pound range in the last week.
I mean, Tommy P. yesterday talking about, was it a 44-pounder, Pete?
Yeah. 44.6. That's a nice fish.
Are you
on a
me?
Wax wing
in the shallows?
Calicos.
In the shallows?
Yeah. How about that? Huh?
Yeah. Got to be prepared for the surprises.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I know Rosie's coming in next Saturday to be our guest in the studio. You going to come with her, Jeff?
Absolutely.
All right. Cool. Well, that'll be fun. In the meantime, if somebody wants to book a trip to Cedro Sport Fishing, absolutely. There's no comparison. The finest operation on Cedros Island. How do we get a hold of you guys?
Real easy. You can go to the website, cedrosportfishing.com, take a look at the menus, take a look at the drop-downs on the schedule. But and Rosie's on the phone right now taking a reservation for, I believe, for even next season. And you can reach her on her cell phone. It's 619-772-7570.
Well, busy for a reason. Jeff, nice having you on the show, and look forward to seeing you guys next weekend.
Talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. And another one of my favorite reports, Pete, Gundy Gunderson with a surf report, one of my favorite things to do in Southern California. How you doing,
Gundy?
This is the
time, too, right, huh? Corbina City.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, we're hitting full stride on the Corbina buys here, Pete. You know, we're talking about the sand crabs. But those fish have really settled in. We're tickling that 70-degree water mark, and, you know, for the next 2 months, it's game on, as they say in the business. Another interesting thing, too, red-hot calico bass fishing inside. Hook, line, sinker up in Santa Barbara reported excellent calico bass fishing, lots of fish inside on the reef. The stretch saw 70-degree water, even up there, 3- and 4-inch big hammer, surf smelt, and white zombie were the top colors there. The 115 flash minnows were also working real well for the bass. MS anchovy, Aurora Black were two of the colors they told me were hot. Wiley's reported very good squid bite in the rocks. The guys are fishing strips. Lots of calico bass. I think a 4-pound fish was the biggest fish. Big yellowfin croaker, some just legal white sea bass in there. They reported real fishy inside. Just fishing in Redondo reported several more striped bass taken along the South Bay stretch. An 8-pounder was big fish. And these striped bass will tell you that bait is around. That's just a fact. We haven't seen this many striped bass, and I think it's a function of all that anchovy school. Flash minnow, MS anchovy, again, a hot color. Also, very good Corbina fishing on the same stretch. Fish to 4 pounds taken on soft shell. Ketchum reported quality Corbina taken along the peninsula there in Newport Beach. Near the piers was a hot spot. The guys are screening out the sand crabs, lots of sand crabs. Some big yellowfin croaker, too, right outside the breakers. Hogan's reported some excellent bass fishing in and around Dana Point Harbor. A mix of calico bass, bay bass, sand bass have been crushing the white slug baits. And the grunion ran in there at Doheny, and I know from experience that before that grunion runs, it'll stage outside there, and that's what's lighting up that area, I can almost guarantee it. Pacific Coast reported excellent week of Corbina fishing, solid 2- to 3-pound average. They had 2 fish over 4-5 pounds this week, gobs of sand crabs. And then finally, a couple of 6- to 8-pound orangemouth taken there in Del Mar, and then 2 striped bass to 9 pounds taken on Ponto. So,
Whoa. Like
I said, fishy, fishy, fishy inside, and I think it's a function of just a lot of bait and real strong grunion runs.
Oh, yeah. Time to go surf fishing with the surf guru. Hey, Gundy, thanks a lot for that great report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Love the show, guys.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate awesome. That very much.
Awesome report. Gundy always does a good job.
Such a good job.
One of my favorite parts of the show, Pete. And this week's report, sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com. Join Bill Varney and CCA for the upcoming on-the-beach fishing clinics July 20th, 21 at South Carlsbad State Beach, July 27th, 28th at the Carpinteria State Beach. You'll learn surf fishing techniques right on the beach from the experts. To sign up, go to surffishtackle.com and click on seminar, and you'll get right to it.
There you go. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Let's talk to Lou in Fullerton. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Rick, Corey, Frank.
Good morning.
Show is awesome. Hey, two things. Yellowtail, I'm a hunter. I go after yellowtail in the Cortez, and you cannot mess it up. Even if you put it on the grill, oven, stovetop, or eat it raw, you just cannot beat the taste, and it's delicious. The other thing I want to ask a question to Frank. Frank, do you still follow the boat or go with the boat on your 15, 18 day trips, or do you the fly back and fly down?
Do I stay on the boat? Is that your question, or do I fly back?
A boat. Do you stay with the boat all the way down?
I'm down to running one 18-day trip a year, and that's the one in February that I run myself, and I always ride the boat down and I fly back. That is not a ride-down, fly-back trip. We do have a ride-down, fly-back trip on the wait a minute. Next year they changed it. No, we don't have one. But, no, I usually ride the boat down, but I always fly back.
Now, are you doing any fly-down, fly-back trips next year?
No. What we have one on the Shogun. It's a very interesting trip, I think. There's 8 or 9 people on it so far. It leaves January 2nd, and it's a 13-day, 7-day. In other words, fly down, fly back.
Wow.
And you're going to have the advantage that time of year, as you know, you can be fishing north of Cabo, catching 100 to 350-pound tuna, or you can head over to the Puerto Vallarta area catching big tuna. So you have the advantage of going either way or fishing both.
What a great trip.
Are you kidding me?
So 7 days, you have a lot of opportunity there.
You've got fly down,
fly back, right out of Cabo.
That's right.
I mean, that sounds like a great...
You're going to be fishing. If you fish Lusitania or Fingerbank or any of that stuff, you're going to be fishing in the dark early the next morning. And if we pick you up in the afternoon, and if it's Puerto Vallarta, you'll be there the next day about 10 in the morning.
I see. It leaves the day after New Year's, the 2nd,
right.
Wednesday the 2nd, and comes back Tuesday. You return Tuesday, the boat returns, but
right.
You can fly back the following Wednesday.
That's correct.
Wow. That's a great, and it's limited to 18 passengers.
That's correct.
8 spots. Oh, that's going to fill for sure. That's a great
trip.
Well,
we think so.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Lou, you should jump on it. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
That's a great call. And if you want to join us, 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. We have a line open on each end. We have given away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. More from Frank LaPresti. More Fish Reports on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 when we come back.
So tell me.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank LaPresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get in Rancho Lanero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLanero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. And when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid, contrast is clearer, details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.